What's up, guys? Welcome back to the RCT Network, formerly known as Real Conservative Talk. Now, I know I've been slacking. Look, doing the audio form of the podcast has not been a focus of mine lately. It should be, and I apologize for all those people who listen on Apple, who listen on Podbean, who listen on Google Podcasts, and all the other podcast platforms that this show is dispersed out to. I apologize. Look, I do upload videos consistently on YouTube. That link is at RCT Network, and I'll put the link in the description for this audio recording so you can go and check that out. And I also write articles, and that is the White House Report on Substack. I will also put the description and the link to that on the description for this audio recording as well. I am begging people, and this is going to sound like I'm just trying to get subscribers. I'm not. Look, I am begging you, go subscribe to my Substack. It's free, because I write about a couple important things, and I write about specifically something that we are going to talk about today. Sorry for my misspeakings. I have a very, very important topic to discuss. There's so many things I could talk about. First of all, if you haven't seen the sex scandal with the gay sex video that one of the, I guess, staff members for a senator, I don't know the name off the top of my head, but got caught recording himself having gay sex in the Senate hearing room. How disrespectful. Where are we at in our country, in the United States of America, where Senate staffers are having gay sex in the Senate hearing room? That's probably one of the most disrespectful acts that I've seen when it comes to our federal government, for sure. Absolutely disrespectful. And look, the gay sex thing, if he was just having regular sex, and yes, I do put a big distinction between the two, it doesn't matter. If it was straight sex, gay sex, it's so disrespectful. So disrespectful. I think I heard that person was fired and may face charges. We will see what happens there. But I was furious when I saw that, and I think everyone should be. How could you not be? And it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. Republican, Democrat, independent, who cares? Disrespectful on all levels. But the thing I want to talk about today is far more important. This is something that everybody needs to listen to. This is why I'm also doing an audio recording, because I can do longer forms and talk longer, go into more deep detail than I would necessarily in a video. I did post a video about this on YouTube last week. It's a 20-minute video where I read the article written by the American Stewards for Liberty. A great article, great description of natural asset companies. This is my main priority, this topic right here. My main priority. Those of you that have listened to this podcast before know that I have a finance and economics background. This is something that is, in my opinion, far more important and needs far more attention than any conflict going on right now, any conspiracy you're on right now. This is at the top of the list. And what it is natural asset companies, or NACs. When I say NACs, I'm referring to natural asset companies. The American Stewards for Liberty has exposed a new SEC ruling that originally came out in October 4th, to be more specific. And it has been delayed until early January. So from right now, you can go on to the SEC's website and actually post comments to state your opposition to this happening, and I think everyone needs to go on and do it. This is probably the biggest violation of private property rights to ever occur in the United States. Climate change is probably one of the most, how do I put this? It's probably one of the most divisive topics there are today. Look, the climate's changing, okay? It always changes. The Earth has never had a stable climate. So for anyone, first of all, to say that we can try and stabilize it is freaking crazy. But the climate changes. We'll start there. What's going on, though, is we have people in office in our government and governments around the world who are taking it to the next level. They're using this as a new form of economy. And it's really all in the name of equity. And it all comes back to equity. Equity, equity, equity. I hate this word equity. Not equality, but equity. When you hear equity, think Marxism. That's exactly what it is. When you hear the term equity, not equality, but equity, this is Marxism. And what's occurring is the SEC will approve and for natural asset companies to be publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. There's a group called the Intrinsic Exchange Group, which is IEG. For those of you, you'll hear my acronyms throughout this recording. So you have NACs, Natural Asset Company. You have IEG, which is Intrinsic Exchange Group, and the NYSE, or I'll just say New York Stock Exchange. The IEG and the New York Stock Exchange have partnered up to create this investment product known as a Natural Asset Company, or NAC. What an NAC is it's a investment vehicle. Let me get the actual definition up here. Here it is. This is per the SEC report. An NAC is a corporation whose primary purpose is to actively manage, maintain, restore, as applicable, and grow the value of natural assets and their production of ecosystem services. In addition, where doing so is consistent with the company's primary purpose, this company will seek to conduct sustainable revenue-generating operations. Sustainable operations are these activities that do not cause any material adverse impact on the condition of the natural assets under an NAC's control, and that seek to replenish the natural resources being used. The NAC may also engage in other activities that support community well-being, provided such activities are sustainable. That last part is very important, by the way. So what it is, a natural asset company, we have something in the U.S. and around the world called natural assets. What a natural asset is it's basically all the natural resources and land and everything, the value of all of that. So oil is a natural asset. Mining minerals, natural asset like coal, anything that we use to mine to build tech and things like that, like lithium, whatever, right? Iron, things like that. Water is a natural asset. Trees are a natural asset. Lakes are a natural asset. Oceans that are not in international waters, natural asset. Rivers, natural asset. These all rocks that we have that have any value are natural assets. So what they're doing is they're creating these companies. And these companies will, because of this new accounting system called the SEEA, which was created by the UN, which has been adopted not only by the United States, but by the other foreign countries, like 96 countries, they're going to value all of the underlying natural assets or basically natural resources in the our country. So in the U.S., it's all of the oil that we have, whether we use it or not, we're going to put a value on it. All of the water we have that's clean, that's able to be drank, able to be used for whatever, which is basically all water, we're going to put a value on it. And they're going to, one, utilize these natural asset companies to limit the usage of these natural resources and maintain and control all of these natural resources. It's basically the federal government and the private sector via large investment companies partnering up to complete a communist takeover and state takeover of private property and private land rights. That is the basic dumbed down version of this. The SEC is deciding whether or not it's going to allow this to happen. What it is, an NAC will be highly regulated, and all of the property, all of the leases, all of the licenses held by an NAC have to be maintained by the NAC, but the NAC is limited to how it can use the licenses. So the federal government has these programs such as the Department of Agriculture and so on. These federal government programs issue licenses. Let's say someone wants to go and drill for oil on federal property, they have to get a license. Instead of now handing those licenses out to private businesses that will go and drill for oil and utilize the natural resources, they're going to roll all the natural lands, public and state parks included, by the way, under an NAC. The NAC will then acquire full control and full maintenance responsibility of the public parks, of public property. This is, you know, state parks, national parks like Yellowstone, whatever. All federal lands that you can hunt on, all state lands that you can hunt on, these NACs will now acquire the rights to not only maintain, but to control. And all of these licenses will be purchased and given to the NACs as well. The NACs are limited because they can only do, they can only participate in activities that are compliant with environmental climate policy. So whatever, let's say the Paris Accords or whatever, and if they're doing this in Europe, whatever the European Green New Deal states or whatever climate agenda that our federal government puts into place or state governments put into place, they can only abide by that. So if it says we're not drilling for oil anymore, they're not allowed to drill for oil. It has to be a net positive or whatever, however they determine is a net positive for the environment. Therefore, every license for mining, for natural resource consumption, whatever it may be, that's logging as well. Logging too is all under this. Water rights, everything falls under control of the natural asset company, but the natural asset company is highly regulated, highly limited. So now what they're doing this for is they want to try and capture a value of all this stuff. So if there's oil, let's say in there's a 10,000 acres of federally owned property in Texas, and there's oil on that property. Instead of drilling for oil, what they want to do is they want to go out and try and find out how much oil is underneath there, and they're going to value that oil. Then the federal government can collateralize that, even though they're not going to use it because they can't, because the NAC is going to have control of it. They're going to use that to then take out debt. They're collateralizing the natural resources and what they call natural assets to take on debt to fund whatever crazy excessive government spending there is. Now, where it comes to private property rights is the licenses also have to be acquired by private landowners to do certain things. And these licenses that a private landowner may try and go get, like whatever it may be, drilling for oil, mining, whatever, logging, by the way, cutting down trees on your property, the government is saying, no, we actually are going to try and value, like on our property, our family property in Alabama, we have 600 acres. We have pine trees that we will go and cut every so often, and it brings in some income for us. Well, the government is going to come in and say, no, we have actually posted a value on these trees. We're collateralizing it, and it's a net negative to the environment that you're going to cut any of these down. So you can't do it. The natural asset company will actually hold the rights to all the natural assets on private property. By the way, this also includes agricultural land, because what they're trying to do is make it to where you can't participate in any unfriendly climate activity. And they deem farming, actually, if you go onto the IEG's website, they deem the majority of farming practices that is going on right now in the United States to be climate detrimental. So they are going to, without the landowner's permission, by the way, be able to sell off and give these natural asset companies on the New York Stock Exchange complete control of all the private land rights and public land rights in the United States. You won't have water rights. You won't have oil rights to your own property like you currently do. You won't have logging rights. And for you to go and now start, you know, trying to, like I said, on our property, we want to cut down trees to make some income. We have to do it in such a way that is deemed by the government to be climate friendly and stable and show that it is actually a net positive. Good luck with that. The natural asset companies now, how this, the reason they're doing it in this form instead of just doing a complete takeover, first of all, there's some constitutional issues with this. But they're doing it in the net and the form of NACs because there is a $598 billion to $824 billion funding gap. Obviously, they are implementing this, but they don't have the money because no one wants to do this because it's stupid. It's crazy. So they're going to utilize the stock exchange to obtain the funding so that these NACs can go and basically start buying up private land. Who is going to own the majority of the natural assets? Well, it's going to be companies like BlackRock and Vanguard. And so what they're going to do is it's the government mobilizing these large investment companies like a BlackRock, a Vanguard, whoever else, that is using the majority of the money coming from our retirement accounts to purchase NACs and the majority shares of NACs. So now you have BlackRock, Vanguard, who owns these NACs that has complete say on how you use your property. If you thought them buying up single house, family housing was bad, that was nothing. This is far worse. So the government will control the NAC via policy that limits what the NAC is allowed to do. It has to be environmentally friendly. The NAC will control and maintain all of the licensing and all of the natural resources held under the NAC, which is also the land held under the NAC is limited via climate policy as well. It's like a double layer of regulation there that completely eliminates any kind of sustainable agriculture, any kind of sustainable private property right usage, anything. The other thing is the rule does not state a limitation on who is allowed to invest. Foreign state governments like China and Russia can actually come in, and it actually, by the way, tries to incentivize foreign investment, foreign private investment, but it also allows for foreign state investment to come in and buy shares of NAC. So China can come in and buy up the majority shares of the NACs that hold the assets to all the federal government's natural resource land use rights. So we're basically, the government in the name of climate change is going to allow other countries, rival countries, to come in and purchase up the rights to our own natural resources. The Biden administration has pushed this new accounting system that I said they're using this to basically collateralize them taking out debt. You've heard the Biden administration talk about how GDP is not a good measure for measuring growth of the economy. This was really big back in 2022 in the quarter one and quarter two when we actually went into a recession by the definition of what a recession is, which is two negative consecutive quarters of GDP growth. Quarter one and quarter two of last year were that. But the Biden administration, because you know employment was low and falling and blah, 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 whatever reason else they had, they said, we're going to fundamentally change the economy, which is right here. And they also said that, you know, measuring GDP as a form of a recession isn't a good measure, blah, blah, blah. That's because they're moving to this new form of climate accounting system where they are going to account for all the natural assets, and that's going to be what determines the value along with GDP. So GDP is basically the total amount of all finished goods and services in the United States minus its exports. And it's basically accounting for all the economic activity that takes place. When you have a recession, that means somewhere in there, you know, the economy slowed down. If GDP is negative, you had a recession because there's something along that equation that was negative and caused it to slow down. They don't want that. They don't want to measure it like that because they know that their policies are terrible, that economics does not coincide with the leftist agenda, and that in the long run, you're going to see a lot of economic downfall if they keep going the way they're going. So to change that, what they're going to do is they're going to put a value on all the natural assets in the United States and use that to determine on the growth and how prosperous our economy is. Now, how will these natural assets make money? Because they are an investment. It's going to be so limited that the properties held under the natural asset companies will only the only kind of revenue they talk about is from ecotourism, which is basically like going to Yellowstone National Park, seeing all the animals, seeing all the plants, and oh, yay, great, okay, and you paid your money to go do so. That's it. That's how limited this is. The reason why they can't actually utilize the natural resources is because they need it for collateral on the debt they're taking out. And if you use it up, like oil's not replenishable. So if you start using up oil and natural gases and you can't replace it, or you start logging for trees and it takes a while to replace, you can't, you know, now it's used and now you just diminish and decreased the total economic number in this new accounting system. I was listening to some TED Talks that talked about this, and I had some serious problems with it. There's a guy, Richard Madison. He had a TED Talk, and he talked about this new accounting system, and his example was making jeans. He says that we need to start valuing the cost of water that went into producing a new pair of jeans. It takes water to produce jeans. It takes water to consistently wash your jeans. And we need to add that cost into the pair of jeans, which is basically them talking about how we need to increase the cost of buying and consuming products, which is crazy. And the problem with his outlook is that he's taking a resource when it comes to water. By the way, for those that don't know, when it comes to water, there is the same amount of water right now on the earth as there always has been. You can't lose or create new water. The only difference is where it's at. So for one thing, the majority of our bodies are made up of water, like 70% of us, right? If we're mainly made out of water, the more people there are, then the more people are holding water. Therefore, water is being used up just by us reproducing. That's one way. But water does not just disappear. It just changes location and it changes state. So it's either frozen or it's a gas or it's a liquid. It's either in the form of the saltwater ocean. It's either in the form of fresh water. And it's either snowing somewhere or raining somewhere and it's not raining in another place. And it just shifts. That's the water cycle. When it comes to washing jeans and producing jeans, the water that was used, it didn't just disappear. It's not like the jeans are holding this water and you never get it back every time you wash them. No. And that's what's crazy about this. People would think that's the case, and it's not. That water has been recycled and reused. When you go to the bathroom, piss in the stall, that water gets reused. It gets filtered out. It gets recirculated. It either goes in the form of evaporation somewhere and rain somewhere, or it'll go through the city water sewage and be redispersed out in the form of drinking water. You know, it's a cycle. It's a reusable cycle. So they're trying to basically limit how much water we use, how much we do in agriculture. And it's so bad that this company, this Intrinsic Exchange Group, on their own website says that this is more important. These climate policies and fighting climate is more important than producing food. It says this on its website. I'll post a link to the website so you guys can go read it for yourself. This is the biggest thing that needs to be talked about, because they're going to weaponize private investment on the stock exchange via large funds and basically involuntary use of our retirement money. Because when you're purchasing retirement investments, let's say in the form of mutual funds through your 401k, you're purchasing a strategy. You're saying, okay, I want it to go into this fund that is a growth fund, trading in equities. Well, guess what's trading as an equity on the New York Stock Exchange, an NAC? Think of it as the ESG score, where these companies were investing in terrible companies, but they have a high ESG score because they got two black people, two Mexicans, two Asians, a gay person, and a freaking albino sitting on their board of directors. They're a terrible company, but, you know, they have diversity and they're good. You know, they care about the climate and they're pushing human rights, supposedly pushing human rights. So we're going to throw billions of dollars at them. And the government's also going to throw billions of dollars at them in the form of grants. And they get a bunch of money, so their stock price goes up. Well, that's basically what this is, because these companies aren't going to make money. These NACs are not going to make money, but they are going to have control of pretty much all of the land use rights, especially the federal land use rights in the beginning, because the Biden administration is already going to roll over, as soon as this is approved, he's going to roll over most of the federal property into the control of these natural asset companies, which the American Stewards for Liberty talks about being a constitutional issue, because we have federal government programs and organizations that we have constitutionally given the responsibility to maintain federal property. Now, I could go on all day and read this to you, but the SEC rule, I think, is the most important thing to look at. And again, all the links will be in the description for this video, but I've read the SEC rule. I've read the American Stewards for Liberty rule. I've looked at these TED Talks. I've done substantial amount of research on it. The next important part of this, though, that no one discussed when it came to this, is in these natural asset companies, they have to have a human rights policy that articulates a commitment to human rights consistent with the United Nations guiding principles on business and human rights, including a commitment to recognize and respect people's rights in accordance with customary national and international human rights laws, in particular, those of indigenous peoples. They have to have an equitable benefit sharing policy. This is where the equity part comes in. This is where the Marxist takeover and redistribution of wealth comes in. An equitable benefit sharing policy that articulates the NAC's commitment to sharing benefits with local communities. An NAC must also include its license agreement with the licensor, a provision requiring the licensor to comply with the applicable terms of the equitable benefit sharing policy. So if a private individual, let's say this NAC is going to come in and buy up their property, they also have to sign off on allowing that property and the rights on that property to be equally dispersed out, and you'll see how in a second. The equitable benefit sharing policy must require an equitable benefit sharing arrangement for the distribution of shares of the NAC's common stock to local communities or those who have direct ties and derive livelihood or cultural values from the applicable area. The NAC's common stock distribution must be completed no later than the time of closing of the NAC's IPO and must meet the following requirements at a minimum. If the NAC has entered into a license agreement with respect to public lands, shares representing at least 50% of the shares of the NAC's outstanding shares as of the closing of the IPO must be distributed to local communities. So 50% of the shares, or the value of the shares that derive from public property control, maintenance, and ownership of the NAC. So all of the federal lands that the government is going to roll under these NACs, 50% of that value has to be dispersed out in the form of common stock shares to local communities, such as the native tribes, such as any community that is deemed to have derived livelihood or cultural values from the applicable area. That's the definition. Not a very specific definition, is it? It's basically a way to go and redistribute wealth in the form of common stock in control of the federal properties, because now you're making, by the way, 50%, you're making these communities, these minority communities, 50% shareholders, almost the majority shareholders of all the federal property rights in the United States. And a lot of the private property rights, we'll get to that here in a second. If the NAC entered into a license agreement with respect to private lands, shares representing at least 5% of the shares of the NAC outstanding as of the closing of the IPO must be distributed to local communities. So 50% of public lands, 5% of private lands will be distributed out to minority groups. That is where this is going. So it's not even a climate-driven thing. It's, look, we want to make up funding. We have to have money to acquire land. We have to have money to acquire licensing. This is the federal government talking. And we're missing that money. We need about $500 billion. So we're going to basically come up with this idea called a natural asset company that is highly restrictive, will not allow any kind of sustainable farming activity, will not allow any kind of usage of the natural resources in the United States on it. And because this company, by the way, will not be able to compete with a small family farm that is, you know, producing, which, by the way, small family farms are accountable for 86%. Of our farming yields. So the only way to cut down on what they deem unsustainable and uncompliant climate uncompliant farming strategies is to acquire the majority of the family farms in the United States. because that's 86% of our farming. So we need money to do that. We're going to do it through NACs. We're going to utilize BlackRock and Vanguard's substantial amount of money that they get from retirement accounts, the people's retirement accounts in the United States, which is trillions of dollars. We will then allocate that money strategically to acquire land in the United States, and then we will redistribute that land to minorities in the United States. And then we will also limit the usage of natural resources and put a value on them. Therefore, we can collateralize debt to increase our spending in the U.S. all in the name of climate change. And that is where this is going. And by the way, while all this is happening, you're not going to have any idea if you're a private landowner or like a private farmer in the United States, because they can do so without needing anything. By the way, as of this past year, or not this past year, since Biden came into office 2021, he put in an executive order, and that executive order has focused on obtaining more information about private family farms than ever before. This is information regarding, do you have creeks on your property? Do you have water on your property? Do you have, how many trees do you have? They're trying to get a value of all the assets and resources on your property so that they can account for it in this new accounting system, but also to see where they can start limiting rights and acquiring those properties. And if they can't acquire it in the form of just buying it outright, they're going to acquire all the private property land use rights to where you have no control over it. And this is a concern that's held by not just me, but also many other private farmers and large private organizations. And you can go see this for yourself on the SEC website, where people are commenting on this and talking about how this is a significant violation of rights in the United States. And it is a Marxist takeover by utilizing the power of the private market and private investment on this, on the in the stock market. And look, I am a 100% capitalist. Everyone knows this. 100%. I think that the stock market is a great thing. I get the majority of my money from investments I've made in the stock market right now. I am a stock market investor. I have no problem with it. What I do have a problem with is the federal government coercing people out of their private property rights and weaponizing certain companies in the private sector to take control, to put in regulation. By the way, I've talked about this substantially, that limit competition in the economy, and utilizing the private sector to advance federal policy, which is not capitalism, that's fascism. It's private ownership in name only. I can own a company all day, but if the government tells me exactly what I have to do and how to produce, that's fascism. It's the literal definition of fascism. This is a substantial problem. I'll write more about this continuously on my Substack so you can stay up to date. You can see what's going on. Go subscribe to the Substack. It's free. It's the White House Report. I'll put a link in the description on this audio. I'll put videos up on YouTube. So go subscribe to the YouTube channel, RCT Network on YouTube. And go to the SEC website, put in a comment showing your opposition. We cannot allow this to happen.